What do you remember about Ashipton? What was it like?
Very quiet, really. I remember the ice cream man coming, and Clayton's, and it was very quiet, really. When we could play anywhere, because there was not much about. Perhaps a beer wagon came. Mother would shout, "Come and look at this! Something, you know, wonderful!" And an aeroplane. Well, everybody went out to look at an aeroplane. It was just very peaceful, quiet. Really. Yeah. Next door to the joiner's shop, and Joe Marshall, which you'll find in here, was wonderful. He used to let us go and play and give us a piece of wood and a chisel, and we had lovely times.
And the house that you lived in, did you have electricity and
no, paraffin
gas?
Lamps.
Paraffin lamp.
I can remember my mother trimming it on when it was, you know, winter, trimming the lamp to make sure it lit right at tea time. Yeah. To go to bed, take a candle.
So what about heating in the house?
Just a fire, one big cooking range, yeah.
And an outside toilet?
Oh yes, miles away. Well, up about six steps and along a path. And if we had to went at night, we went in twos and took a lantern. That was a horrible one. Two big holes in a wood seat. We had to go to Derwent School. And
you walked up to Derwent
School? We walked a mile and a half, yes. People from the other side of the river got into mischief. But we get a lift home from school, it's surprising. People out in a car, like perhaps you and I would be out for a run, they'd pull up and they'd say, "Where are you going?" "Oh, up in." And, well, there was no danger. Sometimes we used to stop, there was a stream at Grahamfoot, and there used to be eels in it, and the lads used to fish for these eels. Yeah. I remember Robert Wilson coming from Glossop with sliced bread. Well, that was wonderful. Mr. What was he called from Bradwell? We called him the Barn Man. He had a bike with a great big basket on front, and he sold pikelets and oatcakes. Walter Wilson, the fishman, every Thursday. Mr. Slater, the greengrocer, on a Thursday. Everything was brought to your house. There was a shop across the road, but it was... well, it was what we would call a convenience store now, yeah. And then Mr. Lowe had a butcher shop there. Well, that was all. We had a post office.
So what kind of meals did you have? What was the...
Well, we never went to school without a cooked breakfast. Bacon and egg every morning. And to take sandwiches for lunch. And then a cooked tea at tea time. Just to sell, you know, and a Sunday roast. That lasted two or three days. And we were never short of food. My dad gardened. He had a garden down in the field behind the shop in the bottom, and grew all of our own veg and salted a pig many times, rubbed that. But that was life. The strawberry man would come. And
where did he come from?
I don't know, but he used to come with these 2 pound baskets of strawberries, and mother would buy about four and make the jam, which lasted all year.
What about hens?
We had hens up the bank, yeah, behind the house. We had our own hens.
Where did you get your milk?
That was brought from Crookhill, from Elliot's, yeah. With a can, and you always got to drop more because you provided a jug. Mother, baking day was Thursday. Bread, white bread, brown bread, tea cakes, scones, cakes last. Every Thursday, get the oven hot. Then Friday was blackleading day. And scrubbing, we had a coconut matting, getting down, rubbing that. That didn't do your knees any good. There was the Ashipton Inn, then the big yard, and then there was another house up some steps, and then there was it was the garage. David Jones from Bamford, he had a garage there. And then next door was Joe Marshall's joiner's shop. And he used to go driving for the grouse shooting. And he always brought us the empty cartridges. And Mum and Dad used to make cups of tea. And the cyclists, we had loads of cyclists and hikers, and nobody had a car, you see. So we had an Otis up, cups of tea, and it was about fourpence, I think.
What about entertainment in the evenings? Was there any entertainment?
We just had a radio. No, there was nothing really.
Nothing in the community?
No, because there was only the chapel, and we had a children's Christmas party there. And that was about it. Christmas party at Derwent Hall for all the school children, and we were taken there. It was a treat, something to look forward to. We used to get the tramps. We called them tramps. These old, well, men on their own were looking for work, and they'd call them and they'd say, "Can I have a cup of tea, missus?" And mother would give them a cheese sandwich and a pot of tea. And then they'd go on their way and go and work for a farmer for the summer, and they're making for nothing if they could get food. I moved from Ashipton when I was 12.
How did people feel when they were knew that they had to move?
Well, it was a bit sad, but you had to, and if you didn't find somewhere yourself, that's why they built the Yorkshire Bridge Estate. That was for the Ashipton people. But my dad took this little farm, which decided he'd go there rather than go there to that one. Well, then they started moving people out, you see, because they built the Yorkshire Bridge Estate, and that was for the people from up there, which, well, they did. Presume a farmer would get compensation. I don't really know, because we didn't have a farm. They'd have to get, because they took a lot of the land off them.